Well, we're going to pray together, first of all, and we're going to use a prayer that Jesus taught us, which I think I've got on a slide for us to see. So this is a famous prayer. The disciples of Jesus asked him, how should we pray? And Jesus said, well, this is how you should pray. And not that we always have to say it word for word like this, but it's helpful pointers for the kinds of things we ought to be praying for. And it's a helpful corrective for how we often would pray ourselves, because it gets us to think, first of all, about God's honour and God's kingdom and God's will. And I think the danger for all of us is that we can easily think about our honour and our own kingdom and our own will, what we want. So this spins it the other way around. We need to think of God first. And then we need to come to him for these simple needs, things that we all need from him. Our food, our forgiveness, and our protection. So we're going to say this prayer together now. The words are up there. We all know slightly different versions of this prayer. Depends what age you are and what you learnt when you were younger. Often there's the word art in the first line. Some of you will know it off by heart with the word art in. That's fine. My guess is you probably don't use the word art anywhere else, unless you're talking about lessons at school. So for all of us today, we're just going to use this version, which is on the screen, which hopefully puts it into language that we would all use today. So let's pray this prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. So we pray that prayer expecting that God will do these things. He'll provide for us. And we do that because we know from the Bible what God is like. And he's shown us, particularly through the Lord Jesus, what he's like. And there's a verse in the New Testament that tells us that Jesus' love is wide and high and deep. And we're going to sing a song that has those sorts of words in. Jesus' love is very wonderful. It's so high, you can't get over it. There's some actions if you want to do those. It's so low, you can't get under it. It's so wide, you can't get round it. So let's stand, join in if you dare, and we'll sing of Jesus' love for us. Brilliant. Well, please be seated. We're going to look at one line from the Lord's Prayer together this morning and try and think together, what's this line tell us? What's it saying? And the line is this, give us today our daily bread. We're going to think of a few things that are going to help us to understand what this line means and what it's about. Now, to help us, I need a little bit of help. There's anyone who's up for helping me at the front, which is always quite scary. Any helpers? Anyone like to come and give me a hand? No, that's fine. That's fine. Brilliant. I've got one. There's one. Come and join me up the front here. That's great. Oh, I've got two. Brilliant. Two. That's fine. Perfect. Perfect. In fact, we need your bag as well. Can I have your bag? Thank you. Anyone else got a bag they can give me? I won't steal anything out of it. There we go. Perfect. There we go. Okay. Right. Do you want a bag each? One for you. There's one for you. Now, in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, oh look, all the help's coming. Look at that, brilliant. I need another bag. There we go, there's another bag. Oh, watch out. Careful. There we go. Right, there's a bag for you. Good. Now, oh, there's more, brilliant. Do you want to come and join in? Come on. Come and join the girls, all girls. Come and join the girls up the front. Come on, boys. Right, you can join in a minute. Now, in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, we hear a story of how God rescued his people And he rescued them out of Egypt and was taking them to the promised land. And they were going on a long journey, which I think this next picture shows, a group of people going on a long journey. So we're going to just pretend we're going on a long journey. You ready? You've got to follow me. You ready? We're going to go this way. Can you follow me this way? On a long journey. Who's tired yet? Anyone tired? Oh, I'm quite tired. You're tired? Now, when you're tired, you might say, oh, I'm quite hungry. Do you ever say that? I'm hungry. Do you ever say that? Yeah. I'm thirsty. Are we nearly there yet? Well, God's people in this story in the Old Testament said to God, we're really hungry. We're in the wilderness, we're in the desert, there's nothing to eat. And God said, well, I'll provide for you. In the morning, when you wake up, there'll be food for you to go and collect. Just enough for the day. So, we're all going to go to sleep. Okay, very rarely do I give you permission in church on a Sunday morning. Some of you might be there already. But we're all going to go to sleep. Now, no cheating. When you sleep, you close your eyes. Okay? So we're all going to close our eyes. You're going to lie down and pretend to go to sleep on the front down here. Can you do that? Let's lie down. There we go. Don't fall off. That's it. Lie down. Lie down. Close your eyes. Everybody should be able to hear some people snoring. We're all going to go to sleep. We're all going to go to sleep. I need to hear some more people snoring. Oh, we're sleeping really well. We're sleeping really well. Some of us haven't slept this well for ages. Now, then the sun started to come up and we could all wake up. It was morning time. So everybody wake up. And here we are. I'm going to give you one of these each. There we go. There we go. Do you want one of those? There we are. You take that one. Now I want you to go and see if there's anything to eat around here. Not the stuff on here. We can't take this because we're giving this to other people. Reece, do you want one of those? You have one of those as well. Right, so let's come down the steps. And some of you can come this way. Nikki, I wonder if you can help on that side. Is that all right? And Emily as well. I'm going to go this way. Do you want to take one of these? Come and see if you can find some food on the floor. Here we go. Now, what? Ah! You have to be careful. Don't tread in it. What can we find? Now, don't eat it, because it's gone past the three-second rule. There we go. Let's collect it up. Some of you can come further down. Look at this. That's it. Try not to tread in it, otherwise we'll be in trouble. Wow. Look, can you collect it up? Can you collect it all up? Put it in your cups. There we go. Brilliant. Good collecting. Are we collecting it on the other side? Oh, there's quite a lot that's been put down, isn't there? Who else would like a cup? Come and help. Who else needs a cup? There we go. There we go. There we are. Great. Rachel needs a cup. There we go. Oh, we need a cup down the front to put it in. There we are. Look, there's one there. Brilliant. Do you want a cup? There we go. Have a cup as well. There we are. Boys, do you want a cup? You can come and help. Come and help. Have a cup each. Have a cup each. Now, how are we getting on? Have we hoovered it all up yet? Oh, not quite. Not quite. It's a good work. Look at that. Bring it up the front for me. That's great. Okay, so if you all bring your cups up the front. Look, that's it. Come and stand up here. There we go. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. It was everywhere, wasn't it? That's right. Now, we're going to put, if we put them on here. Well, that's the big question. Here we go. Brilliant. That's great collecting. Look at that. There we go. There we go. That's brilliant. Now, we're not going to do it now, but what do these look like?
They look like shaker things.
They look like shaker things? What's this look like, though?
Frosties.
Frosties. Who likes Frosties?
Me.
Yeah, there's a few hands going up over there as well. Frosties. And in this story in the book of Exodus, when God provided food for the people, they went out in the morning and they found food just like this. It was a kind of bread, so it wasn't quite Frosties. But they looked at it and they said, what is it? Because Frosties hadn't been invented then. And it was called manna, which means, what is it? And they collected enough, and they had enough to eat that day. But God said, don't collect more than enough. If you collect more than enough, it will go off, it will go rotten. You just need to collect enough for that day. So the people collected it, and then let's pretend to eat it. Don't eat it for real, because it's been on the floor. Let's pretend. They ate it. And then they went walking a bit further. Should do a bit more walking. Oh, who's tired now? Exhausted. And they got to the end of the day, and they all went to sleep again. Shall we all go to sleep again? Everyone, all go to sleep again. I see you snoring. Anyone talking in their sleep? All asleep. And then the sun came up and it was morning time. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning. Now, what were they going to eat today? Well, the people went out to have a look and they brought their cups. Go and see. Go and see. Is there anything to eat today? Take a cup. Pick a cup. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, there's one for you. There's one for you. Here we are. Here we are. Right. Do you want one? Come on, let's come and see. Is there any more today? What do you think? There's more. Wow. Do you want to come and help collect it up again? That's it, all the way down. Look at that. Wow, there's loads. Wonder if we should ask Nick to help pick it all up. That's brilliant collecting. Brilliant. I think I saw some of the adults reaching down to eat some of it as well. Those Frosty fans.
Still more.
Still more. Wow, look at that. And is it the same as yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes. It's the same.
For breakfast.
For breakfast, that's right. That's brilliant collecting. Brilliant. Well, they've just collected enough for today. There we go. Thank you very much. Thank you. There we go. Thank you. How are you doing down the back there? Have you collected it all up? There we are. Well, you go and check, see if it's all been done. Thank you. Brilliant. Let's pop them on here. That's it. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you very much. There we go. Now, you know what's going to happen next, don't you? Well, that day, they all went for a walk. There we go. Should we pop that down there? Thank you very much. Well, do you know what? They did this every day for 40 years. Imagine if we acted that out. How many sleeps we'd get in church? Loads. For 40 years, because for 40 years, God provided them with enough food just for that day. Oh, just for that day. It's all right, don't worry, don't worry. Now, if you come and sit back down, we're going to look at something on the screen, I think, next of all. Come and sit down on the floor. That's it, mind the steps. Now, this tells us, this is a verse in Proverbs, which I think is really helpful. And it says this, "Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonour the name of my God." So, what's this saying? Well, it's saying if God gives me too much, I might forget about God. I might think I don't need God anymore. But if God gives me too little, well, I might break God's laws because I need food to eat. So here's a proverb or a prayer that's saying, God, give me just enough for today. Give me only my daily bread. And that's what Jesus used, wasn't it, in the Lord's Prayer, that he told us to pray, that we can just depend on God each day and he'll provide for us. Now, who ate Frosties this morning?
Last week, yesterday for lunch, I had pancakes.
Oh.
And they were so nice.
They sound really nice. Wow. That's probably better than Frosties. But anyone have Frosties this morning? Let's ask the adults, the grown-ups. Anyone have Frosties this morning? There must have been some. There's one there. There's a hand near there. Did you find it in the garden? No, of course not. We don't go out and find our food, do we, lying on the floor each morning? God provides us our food, but how do we get our food? Where does your food come from?
It comes from the baker.
It comes from the bakers or the shops, doesn't it? And they get the food from the farmers. The farmers make it into the, or the factory might make it into the food.
They go to a mould and it curls and it makes it into bread.
That's right. Well, flour first and then bread. That's right. But it still comes from God, doesn't it? Because God gives the rain and the sunshine that makes the plants grow, that gives us the corn that we can turn in the windmill. No, it doesn't. But when it does rain, we have to thank God, don't we, that the rain is a good thing. That's right. It is too hot. So God provides for us each day. And yet we're also in a danger, aren't we, from here, that we can forget about God. I wonder how many of us said thank you to God for our breakfast this morning. I wonder how many of us said thank you to God for our food yesterday or for the food that we bought at the shops this week when we were waiting in the queue at Tesco's. How many of us thank God for the things that he gives us? Well, that's a challenge for us because I think this proverb, this simple prayer shows us that we're all actually in danger. We're in danger of forgetting God, or of breaking his rules. So we're going to sing two songs now, which help us to see how God provides for us, not just with food, but with something even better than food. So we're going to stand and sing together two songs. Let's do that. Let's stand. Well, do please be seated. And children, I'm going to give you a piece of bread now that you're going to do something with. So if you come down the steps for me, come down the front. Here we go. So there's a piece of bread. Piece of bread. One for Naomi over here. Piece of bread. There we go. There should be one each. There we go. There we go. Who has a light one? There's one there. There we go. Piece of bread. It's a piece of bread. There we go. A piece of bread. Any more? Any more? Let's walk back here. It's a piece of bread. Anyone else like a piece of bread? Okay. Now, what I'd like you to do, if you've got a piece of bread, you haven't got a real piece of bread, have you? It's made of paper. But what I'd like you to do is to choose a colour out of the colouring pencils and pick. Are you going to put jam on it? That might be red, mightn't it? Or chocolate spread? Perhaps you're not allowed that, but that would be brown. Or honey, which would be yellow. Or my favourite, marmalade, which would be orange. So if you come and colour in what you're going to put on your bread, and you can use the table to lean on, and come and colour in your piece of bread down here. Now, the rest of us, we're going to just think of connecting what we were thinking of with God providing us with food and what we were singing about with God providing us a saviour. Now, Jesus, in John's Gospel, had just fed 5,000 people. I guess most of you have heard the story, miraculous story. Jesus fed 5,000 people. And like most of us, the people thought, huh, free food. Perhaps if I follow Jesus around, I'll get more free food. And so they started to look for him when he left that place. And I'm going to read some verses. You can find this if you've got a Bible near you. Turn with me to John chapter 6. If you want to just listen along, that's fine. But if you want to find it, John chapter 6, which is on page 1070. So the people were looking for Jesus, and Jesus says to them, I know why you're looking for me. And this is from verse 25. So if you're following this, it's from verse 25 in John chapter 6. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, you're looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, what must we do the works God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Now that is really key for all of us, isn't it? What work do we need to do for God to be pleased with us? And Jesus says, you need to believe. Believe in me, says Jesus. So verse 30, they asked him, what sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate manna, frosties, in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, very truly, I tell you, it's not Moses who's given you the bread from heaven, but it's my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread from heaven is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said, always give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Now, I've written that on here. You see it on that side? It says, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. So you're colouring in your piece of bread. What have you? What's that? Is that jam? Jam. What flavour jam? Strawberry? Strawberry jam. Who likes strawberry jam? Yeah, look at that. They'd all like a piece of that. Strawberry jam. What's that on there?
It's magic bread.
Magic bread. But what have you put on it? Is it jam or?
It's magic.
Just magic. Oh, wow. It tastes like strawberries and raspberries and lots of yummy fruit. Who'd like some of that? Yes. Well, you hold on to it, because this is yours, isn't it? What have you put on this one?
I like melon.
You like melon?
Yeah.
Melon jam?
No, I said just melon.
Oh, just melon. Okay. Okay, I like the sound of melon jam. What's this on here? What have you put on it? What's it taste like? Peas. Wow. Peas on toast. Wow. And what have you put on yours?
Red.
Is that jam?
Yeah.
Strawberry jam? Yummy. Yummy. Well, this is bread that we like to eat, but Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Not that we eat Jesus, but that we trust him and we need him. So we need bread each day. Why? Why do we eat food every day? Because our bones might shrink. Yeah. Any more reasons? Why do you eat food every day? Because you're hungry? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being hungry? Why do you eat food? To keep you alive. If you didn't eat food, we wouldn't stay alive, would we? That's brilliant. Look at that. That looks like marmalade.
Yeah.
And that looks a bit like peas on toast as well. Yeah, brilliant.
I got my
pencil, clever. So Jesus says, you need real food to keep you alive every day. You need me to keep you alive forever. That's what he's saying here. So I want you, when you take this home, you can stick it on your fridge or in your bedroom or on a wall at home, and it can remind you not just that God gives us food every day, but that Jesus says, if you believe in me, I'll keep you alive forever. Which is brilliant, isn't it? That God would do that for us through Jesus. So you hold on to your bits of bread. We're going to sing another song. Which allows us to respond to what God has done for us in Jesus. And just to keep us all safe, we're going to come and stand on the floor down the front while we sing this song together. And we're just going to close with two thoughts, really, as we finish our service together. What Jesus said was a big thing, to say, I am the bread of life. What you've got on your piece of bread to take home is a big claim that Jesus made. And there's two challenges for all of us, aren't there? Are we thankful for what God gives us every day? And are we thankful to God for Jesus and what he's given through Jesus? Well, I'm going to pray as we close our service together. Let's pray. Our Father God, we do thank you for all that you give to us every day. We thank you that for most of us, we don't have to worry about food. That you keep providing for us, and we praise you. Some of us, we are perhaps worried about food. We haven't got as much money as we'd need, and so we look to you. And we pray that you'd help us to be people who are generous with each other, and generous with those in our community. And Father, we thank you for your provision, not just of food for us, but of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for his promise that if we believe him, we can have not just daily life, but eternal life. We thank you for your grace shown to us through Jesus. We do pray for John and Sam in Birmingham as they try and share with people there this good news of Jesus. And we pray you'd help all of us to keep understanding more about it, to keep trusting more, to keep looking to you more, not just for our daily needs, but for our eternal needs. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.